is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan. I want to make sure I'm prepared. I despise Hallmark Christmas movies.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
What was that about?
I saw the mask over there, and I was like, you know what? I like my Deck the Hallmark mask.
And I'm not playing those games anymore, Brian.
What kind of games?
You know, the talking through your mask kind of games.
He's always cold anymore, and I think that's what counts.
You're not playing. So no longer for the rest of your life will you talk through a mask.
This is a bold... I want to be clear.
Eddie, you are not playing those games.
After this, I'll never touch your shoulder again, okay? You've stepped out on a lot of ledges. Uh-huh. It's election day.
Yeah.
Well, in a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Just think it through.
Okay. I feel like this is a weighty one. I'm good. No, I'm standing by it.
Oh, man.
It's great to be here. And just a reminder, if you all your old masks are getting smelly and stained... I made that sound more like underwear than I intended, and that's my fault, everybody.
My bad.
You can go to our store. You can buy a mask. You can buy sweaters like this one. You can buy t-shirts like that one. And so go to our website, deckthehallmark.com. Click that shop button, and you can buy some gifts for the holiday season.
You know what's a great gift to yourself?
What's that?
Is the Facebook group at Bramble Jam Plus.
Woo!
The Facebook
You're right,
group-
man.
Is where it is at. Deck the Hallmark Plus tier, BrambleJamPlus.com. Go to the Deck the Hallmark Plus tier. The Facebook group is amazing. There's always stuff going on. There's a comment thread for every single movie. You get to talk to everybody all at once. It's wonderful.
You get to do a whole discussion around the movie, yeah. Which the a movie tomorrow, so Holly and Ivy, that discussion and that it turned into more of a singles anonymous group. We're just complaining about how there's no good guys out
there's
there.
No
and you know what? There are
there.
No there good aren't. Guys
you're
out
right.
there.
Yeah, you're right. It's like
so
300
true.
Comments.
It was great. Yeah.
So much fun. So please, BrambleJamPlus.com. There's so many reasons to join. Just pick one that speaks to your heart and your soul and roll with it. Mm. That's what I think the biggest thing. What?
Roll with it. Pick one that heart and soul and roll with it.
Guys, I just want to say yesterday with Michael Rady was so wonderful.
It was wonderful. Really
so awesome. Wonderful. Did my heart good. And you know what? But I am excited about today. Sometimes there's something special about just being with the boys.
With the boys.
No one up there trying to, you know, pitch something like got a movie coming
watch
out.
Watch my movie.
Funny. It's nice, you know, it does good for us as humans, you know?
Yeah, that's all you had.
And that's all
we
I had.
Are recording this on election day. So the reason that we've not just head first dive into our coverage right. of the election results is because it's currently going on.
I got some of that future cast though.
You got a future cast though.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did a whole show live last night.
We did. You're right.
And by last night, I mean tonight before tomorrow, last
Tomorrow's
night.
Tomorrow's papers today.
You want me to play it?
Yeah, I do. So we have Daryl Buckley reporting from Iowa. Daryl, are you there?
How's it going, everybody? Daryl Buckley here in the house.
You said you had something that we would be called a game changer.
Yes,
what is that?
There was a person in line. Her name's Cassandra. Cassandra bought her own KFC, refusing to share with everyone else in the line. I'll keep you up to date.
That was useless information, Daryl Buckley.
Your useless information.
Brought her own KFC, wouldn't share.
Why shouldn't we do an election night, a coverage of useless
night.
Information?
Yes.
Guys, I'm happy to be here. Today, on the day that we're recording this, it's good to be together and to be talking about Christmas movies. You know, I think we meet it more this year than ever.
In this economy?
For sure. You guys ready to dive into this movie?
It is on. Listeners at home, I want you to start. You want to go back and listen, start at the beginning of the season. I want you to count this is a serious count. We will do it occasionally as a joke, but between all our guests, a serious count of how many times someone says, we need it this year more than ever. I want that count for the season. Yeah. And if you will do that for me, I'll send you a shirt. By the end of the year, I'll send you a Deck the Hallmark shirt. I want the actual count, the number of times someone goes, hey, you know, we really need this now more than this year, especially more than ever. I want that count. Go.
I'll say this. I think we need that count more than ever.
Yeah, I think we do for sure.
On the 12th date of Christmas, it originally aired on November 1st, 2020.
2020.
And it went a little something like this. Jennifer works at Big City Quest, a company that runs games for people in the big city. Aiden is just a good brother who rides his bike and fixes pipes. He also happens to work for Big City Quest, and he's pitching this new Christmas scavenger hunt to a big hotel in the big city of Chicago. Now, when he goes to pitch, he has his partner there who's going to help him do the pitch. And his partner gets a text from his wife, hey, going into labor. That guy leaves. And so Aiden's boss calls to Jennifer because he sees Jennifer first. He's like, Jennifer, come help with this. And she's like, okay, I will. So Jennifer comes in, and thank God she does, because she throws out this idea for the 12 dates of Christmas scavenger hunt, and the hotel loves it. Aiden, not so much, doesn't like someone speaking over him, throwing out their ideas before they talk. And he doesn't really like working with people. He wants all of his ideas to be his own. So he's not very excited to work with her because she's big into collaboration. He really wants to be promoted to head game maker.
Yeah.
And so does she. And he is just not having her, how you say, ish, during this situation. Like, just let me do my thing. I'm trying to get this promotion. Get out of here. So he doesn't like working with her. He's a real jerk about it early on, but they start working together. And it's time for the second pitch day, where they pitch some of the ideas of the dates. And they're just not ready. They haven't communicated. They haven't talked. And so they go around the city and they start looking for inspiration. And they end up going on these mock dates where they paint pictures of trees and drink wine and bake some yummies. And he starts thinking, well, she's yummy. Was that weird? I tried to do a tie-in thing with the word yummy. It wasn't natural for me.
I don't like it.
It didn't speak to who I am. They decorate her Christmas tree together. They go ice skating, and he starts to look at her at a way where I start to feel jealous because, boy, I just love Tyler Hines. Just look at me once that way, Tyler. Thanks. They're having a great time. They're really getting close. He tells her, she had already told him, hey, I'm trying to get this promotion. And he finally tells her also, hey, I'm trying to get this promotion. And she's totally cool with it, but we know that she's not totally cool with it. So it's time for the big pitch. They crush it. And afterwards, the boss asks.
What about the boss?
You don't want to know.
Nope.
He asks Aiden to come into his office. And they both think this is about the promotion. He's going to get the promotion, which he does. But not the promotion to head game master. It is a promotion to Tony's old job. You guys know Tony.
Tony!
But she doesn't know that. And so she goes on her way. She's spending Christmas with her Graham. And she's kind of down because she really wanted this promotion. It is time for the big Christmas, the end of the scavenger hunt. And they all meet together. And she goes to meet with the boss. The boss pulls her over and says, hey, I've got good news. And she's like, oh, Aiden already told me. You gave him the promotion. And he's like, no, I did give him a promotion, but to Tony's job. You know Tony. I'm giving you the head game master job. And also, Aiden wants you to have this. It's a piece of paper with a clue on it. She reads the clue. She goes up onto the roof. They drink some wine. They kiss. Everyone's happy. The snow is falling. And that, my friends, was on the 12th date of Christmas.
I don't think I know the name of this movie. It's the 12th date of Christmas.
On the 12th date of Christmas.
Tyler Hines gave to me
one yummy, yummy,
two sniffing shirts,
three.
Come on, you got it.
Three tasty morsels.
I don't think I had it.
You never did.
Four panda sayings. Five. Deck the Hallmark masks. Now available.
Yeah.
All right, we're ready to go to break.
We did it. Yes, please. Can we? Please? Can we go to break? Please.
Dear Deck the Hallmark, I saw what you did. I appreciate the effort.
Why didn't you do the other 7 days in the song? I know, because it was a terrible bit.
Sincerely, you know who.
Hashtag you suck.
Hashtag you suck. Hey, let's take a quick break, regroup, try to do better after the break. We will try. Morsels.
still that and yummy from you. I'm
yummy, yummy.
Stand by. Both of us.
Thank you.
It's just always cold anymore.
It's always cold anymore. We'll be right back here at the Dollar.
So all season long, we've been snacking here at Deck the Hallmark. Woo. And the best snacks in the world are at Universal Yums. Woo. Let me tell you why you should get Universal Yums as a gift or just for yourself. Just treat yourself. It's because every month you will get a box of snacks from a different country in the world. These snacks are delicious. They are sweet. They're savory. They're salty. They hit all the boxes you need for snacks to hit. And you get to try something you cannot find in the grocery store or anywhere else. If you have kids, it's a great way to educate them about countries around the world while enjoying amazing snacks. If you have a loved one that's difficult to buy for, Universal Yums makes it easy. And if you just love snacks and are tired of getting the same bag of chips and Oreos at the store, you can get Universal Yums. It's that simple, that easy. Once you start doing this, you will not stop doing this. And our friends at Universal Yums that have become the official snack of Deck the Hallmark are providing you with a discount to try their service. If you will get a 6-month subscription to Universal Yums, they're going to give you $10 off. It's very, very simple. You go to universalyums.com/deck. That's universalyums.com/deck. And you will absolutely 100% snack and thank me later.
Snack and thank me. Welcome back, everybody, to Deck the Hallmark. The early reviews are in. The first segment was not as bad as we thought.
Wow.
So
not a complete turd bucket.
Not a complete turd bucket. The people were with us through the first 2 days.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Wait, did they lose first two, what happened after that?
The reviews didn't get that detailed.
But day three, they just trailed.
They just did it. They were like, oh, we're doing something?
Morsels.
No. I fell off at morsels. We have four segments here to break this movie down. And I think the best place to start is where we always start since the beginning of time. A few years ago. It is the hot take. It's the part of the show where we talk about what we felt about this movie. We break it down. We share our true colors and our real feelings. And nobody is more in tune with his colors and more in tune with his feelings.
In tune so with true. His colors.
Oh, I am.
Than the most colorful man of them all, thanks. Panda. Panda.
Hey, buddy.
What do you think about this movie, Tom?
I love this movie. A lot.
Morsels.
Listen, this movie's so fun. It is quick dialogue, sometimes too fast, but I thought, in my opinion, movie moves at a really great clip. It's really interesting. There's a lot of food, which I'm all about the food. The dates are really cute that, what are their names? I can't even think of them now.
Josh and Amy.
No.
Jennifer it's Aiden, and Delvin.
It's Aiden and Jennifer.
It's Jennifer and Delvin.
Yeah.
It's Delvin. It's a no on Delvin, if you can believe it.
No.
We're still waiting on that Delvin movie.
Jennifer and Aiden's relationship, they're super cute together. I loved it. I love the premise of the app and the scavenger hunt. This is the scavenger hunt movie we wanted, I think. It's at least the one I wanted. Man. Not a lot of negative things to say about this movie, Bran. I really loved it. So big feels for Panda.
Okay.
Big feels for Panda. Big feels.
So this is what I will say. I mean, it is difficult to watch a TV screen with Tyler Hines on it for as long as we did and not get around to loving the movie. It's just impossible, I think. I will say this. He was downright nasty at the beginning of this movie. Just mean. I didn't like it at all. It was a little too extra mean for Bran. But once they started going on the dates to discover the things, that's when it really turned around for me. They were fantastic together. I just loved it. And yeah, you know, I made it clear last year with Christmas Scavenger Hunt, my love of the idea of Christmas Scavenger Hunt. And I think they hit it more this year. You don't think so?
They don't go on a Christmas scavenger hunt
They're planning the scavenger hunt, and therefore they do the activities.
Actually doing this.
They go, do go.
They do go on a Christmas scavenger
hunt. They do, though.
They create a Christmas scavenger
hunt. No, they do. They go.
Several of them at the very end.
They both go.
No, this movie didn't have to include a Christmas scavenger hunt to be good. You two want it to, because the last Christmas scavenger hunt movie was so awful. This movie never claims to be a Christmas scavenger hunt movie.
This is all I'm saying is the clues that they created, the activities that they created for the Christmas scavenger hunt.
The answers. They're not going on the hunt.
But they do actually
they go, do on the go on the hunt. They do go on the hunt, Dan. They go on the hunt.
But they don't actually, they already know all the answers.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. This is all I'm saying. One, with the activities that were surrounding the Christmas scavenger hunt were far superior in this movie than last year's. This was a scavenger hunt that I wanted to do around the city of Chicago. It made me want to go back to Chicago. We've talked about just doing a pop-up in Chicago. Even though it's not safe,
just for pizza,
and just
really.
Doing it really for pizza, and also for all the fun things. And so I loved it. Big fan. I will just say it just took a little bit longer than I would have liked to for me to finally get around to it. But I'm only, it is what it is.
I have to say something here.
Sure, go ahead.
Please do.
I feel like I don't want to load this too heavily for this kind of conversation. But I would say planning a scavenger hunt is better than going on a scavenger hunt.
Absolutely.
And that's fine. I have held this as a very strongly held opinion for 14 years. Last scavenger hunt I went on in 06, I pulled a hamstring and it was a miserable experience. I have never had fun on a scavenger hunt, period, the end. I'm planning one far more
that
fun.
That sounds just like a personal problem, right?
No.
It's like falling off the dock fishing.
No, it's impossible to have fun on a scavenger
hunt. It's impossible to have fun. Yeah, I think you went a step too far there.
Okay, I'll retract that statement simply say, whenever I have to move quickly from location to location, it is not
this is all I'm going to say is if I was in Chicago with my wife and I saw the, kind of the going ons about this scavenger hunt, kind of what was going into it, and there was going to be a bunch of fun dates, I'd be absolutely in. The details of this scavenger hunt are a far superior, more fun scavenger hunt than last year. That's what I'm getting at.
But that's not what you said initially.
It is what I said initially.
The scavenger hunt being a good scavenger hunt is never in question. It's a much better scavenger hunt than the last year's movie. This movie just isn't about them going on a scavenger hunt. That's not what it's about. It's about them planning.
Did I say I liked this movie because of the because they go on a scavenger hunt?
You said it was a scavenger hunt that hit the nail on the head a lot better than the previous movie.
That's exactly right. They did.
They're planning it. They don't go on it.
That is such a ridiculous argument, Dan. It's a ridiculous argument.
It's okay, Brent.
They've done it. They don't need to go on it together, Dan. They've got it.
Calm down. It's going to be okay. You're knocking over Christmas Town here.
It's Deckerton.
But I just need you to take a deep breath. Them going on the scavenger hunt at the end of the movie is, I didn't say they didn't go on the scavenger hunt at the end of the movie. I also didn't say that they didn't do it. I'm just saying one of these movies takes place throughout the course of the movie, them doing a scavenger hunt where they do not know the answers. The other involves them planning one. That's all I'm saying.
This and is all not that the scavenger I was hunt saying-
movie that we were, that not we, I don't
this
have a
was
dog
the,
in the
this was the scavenger hunt movie that I was hoping for.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do we get another scavenger hunt this year? I think we do, don't
I
we?
I think we might. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I just want you
can you fix the poor folks?
Yeah, I'm gonna fix them, and you just give your hot take. Yeah, I'm sorry for getting fiery. Yeah. It's just there's a few things that I get more passionate about than a Christmas scavenger hunt. Yeah. And when I felt like you were attacking the scavenger hunt. The scavenger hunt business, the people, the hard work that goes into it. I couldn't have
your feelings are important, and it's okay to feel things. You just are wrong.
Now,
we'll do this off air.
That doesn't seem very helpful in this moment, yeah. Dan.
Okay, so here's the deal. This movie starts off as an absolute dumpster fire and rises.
Pfizer!
Pfizer!
Dumpster Pfizer is a drug company.
Please talk to your doctor.
If this fire has been burning for longer than 4 hours, you can...
I don't know.
Hey-o! Edit time. This movie starts as a dumpster fire and rises to the level of bad. It is the first 20 minutes. I feel like everyone is in a rush to speak. No one takes a breath. I love rat-a-tat dialogue. Picture Perfect Christmas last year had quick dialogue. This isn't quick with any purpose. It's just like people are spitting out their lines of dialogue. I don't need to know if they need to rush it or what. Once they get in the groove, the chemistry between Hines and Mallory Jansen is good. For two leads, the leads aren't bad. They switch. Hallmark is making sure we know this year that they're not like old Hallmark. So they switch everything around. It used to be normal job leaves to go to other normal job, leaves the big city, goes to small town. This year, small town leaves for big city, fall in love, jobs bonkers, crazy, doesn't make any sense. That's neither here nor there. It is a very easy on the T wait what for me to tell you that there is no giant conglomerate that makes adult scavenger hunt games that takes four stories of a skyscraper and has head game create. Like,
I don't know, Dan. I think you're getting your Katrina Law situation. This is all over again. There has to be a company out there that is as big as the big city Quest
that just does games
that
in Chicago.
just does the scavenger hunts.
No, there is not. There are escape rooms. That's usually like a two-person operation.
No, do you remember a couple years ago this happened across the country? There was a scavenger hunt and it was in downtown and there was money run amok.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
it was throughout. Yeah, but it was a one-time event.
It was but I imagine
I guarantee you they do not have a company with 100+ employees who are just working on adult scavenger hunts. It's an easy wait. What? It's an easy. You should just give that.
Like, can I do a quick sidebar?
Of all the things that you should give in this movie, giving the fact that Big City Quest is a dumb business, it's not even going to be in my wait. What's because it's just so odd. Like, that's fine. Like, it's a dumb premise. We accept the premise to go along with the romance, and that's fine. Having said that, it's better than three of the four movies from last week. I'll say that for sure. Three of the four movies from last week are definitely worse than this, so it'll currently be in my top five.
Hey.
Hines is fine, Mallory Jansen's fine, but it was not a good movie by any stretch.
What if we pivot, throw the podcast out, we start planning scavenges?
I love it. I think we can make bukus of money.
Can I be the head game guy?
So well, there's somebody else.
You just said head game guy. You said head game maker, then head game master. We've yet to get it right. Creator.
Is that true? I thought it was master.
No, I wrote it down the first time.
No, it's creator.
Game master. You said maker master. You said guy. Not even girls. Girls can't be the head game.
Hey, I do not discriminate.
You guys want to get to the feels?
Yeah.
Panda?
Let me tell you, there's a bunch of good feels in this one.
Sure.
Man, the rooftop scene, it's a good one. The kiss, great. But I actually like the scenes where they're doing kind of the more intimate, like, food stuff together. Those work for me. They just do. And then, man, there's something about when Tyler Hines' character finally kind of turns the corner and he's starting to warm up and you start seeing just breaks in his kind of gruff demeanor and kind of pushing her away. It is a sweet scene when they're in the cider house, they're doing the selfie together, and he's like, well, what if we add the picture? And then the cider, like, you see just that armor going down, and I love that.
Yeah.
He's great.
100%. I agree with everything you just said. My feel came from we watched it together. You saw my face light up when I saw her Christmas tree in her office.
Rotating.
Yeah. There you go. If somebody could do me a huge solid and send to me at bran@deckthehomework.com a link to a sweet, sweet rotating Christmas tree.
Have you not seen those before?
No.
Really?
No.
I've seen several. There's a little motor at the bottom, just rotates. It's fun.
I know that. I'm sure they exist. I just haven't. What have I been doing my whole life?
I don't know, buddy.
Can you do it with a real tree?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's usually a fake tree.
Yeah, I think.
I bet there's a stand that would probably do it. That would be more interesting.
Yeah, I've only seen it with fake trees, but that doesn't mean
I'm a real tree boy, and so I think I need to get. But the rotating, you get to see, you get to see it all. I don't know. I am so in on that. It just, it just made me so happy. It wasn't rotating later in the movie, which bumped me out harder than it probably should have.
Yeah,
like I was really, really high, and then I just got bummed. But that's just a personal thing for me.
What are you gonna do? Yeah, the friend, Mallory Jansen's friend in the movie. When they go to that charity thing and she sees Tyler Hines and does a whole bit with Mallory Jansen on like, time out, you're here, blah, blah, blah. He said he doesn't have a girlfriend, he blah, blah, blah. That's the best version, I think, of that that I've seen, where the friend comes on like, oh, he's cute, he's blah, 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 why aren't you blah? That's the best version of that. And then she basically marches her over there and goes, I'm only here for music. For some reason, that really worked for me. Like, that friend doing that worked really well for me. Aside from that, it was, I mean, you know, it was fine.
You know what I know I just noticed?
This is an hourglass?
Is this thing. And just what, how long does it, how long is this?
I bet we'll finish the episode long before that finishes. That's hourglass. Like an hour.
That's an hourglass.
This is an hourglass.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I counted it. This is definitely an hour.
Yeah.
I did a quick, for sure. Quick look over.
Quick math.
Yeah. You are a quick math boy. Dan, I do want to say we're about to go to break, and I just, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't just say, I'm sorry. I got a little.
You got a little heated.
Yes. And I'm waiting also for you to admit your faults.
What were my faults?
This is why
you're still working on apologies. You're not there yet.
No.
Usually when you apologize, you don't apologize expecting an apology back. You do it because you were wrong.
Yeah,
and so if you go, I apologize, I'm waiting on you to apologize. That's not an apology.
This is what I'm going to say to you.
Okay,
Dan.
Please do.
One, I don't need a lecture on apologies from you.
I think you do.
And two, I am sorry.
don't give it to him.
But we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Hey. The hourglass is still ticking away. Man, that is a wonder to behold. Look at that. It's just building a little sandcastle. Oh, I just messed it up.
I don't think it's nearly as interesting as you think it is. Have you ever seen an hourglass before?
I've never seen a full hourglass. Wow. I've seen like...
Wait, are they half dumped out whenever you see them? Like,
no. I've seen them.
Several half hourglasses, but a full hourglass?
They just thought, you know,
I've seen the little guys that are in like board games.
In my days.
Yeah. I've seen like the little 30-second ones or whatever. I've never seen a full hour one in person. Really? Only on movies. Huh.
You need to get out more.
Yeah, you do.
Rotating trees, you haven't
seen them?
Get out to all
those hourglass nightclubs.
I want to know where you're getting at. Yeah.
Travel the world. See the hourglass.
What's it called?
It's called Got Time.
Not bad. Write that. That's good. People forget about it. People forget about that. We'll do it again in a few weeks. It's time for Wait What, a Spartan show. We talk about one of those few minutes ago. Wait What? Panda?
The very first one is, listen, Tyler Hines is great. He is a little creepy during the first selfie that did, in fact, give me feels. He does sniff her.
He does sniff her.
It's a full, he leans in, it goes, and it was bad.
It's not good.
I didn't like it. Her family, she pulls out a family photo of them, and they're all photoshopped in. Like, there's not a single original. Like, it is full-blown ghosts in the background, full Photoshop, and then really, finally, the grandma, who is what, maybe in her 50s?
Yeah.
And that's her grandma. Doesn't happen.
Yeah. Her grandma and her may be from the same generation.
Right. It's close. It's real close. It just, if they had made that her mom, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not grandma.
Barely, but it does work.
It does. Yeah. But not grandma. Mm-mm. Can't be grandma. We ran the numbers twice.
We did. Yeah.
Crunching them.
So early on, during the whole COVID thing, you know, you're watching the news and everybody's doing remote things, you know, bringing in all the people remote. The quality's, you know, not great. People are cutting in and out. There's just their bedrooms with clothes all over, flung amok. And then, you know, a few months in, I saw an interview with Bill Gates. And it was just a flex on Gates' point where he was like, you know what, I'm going to get a really, really nice camera, set it up, and that's going to be my Zoom calls. It's going to be a beautiful shot with the background blurred and just looking crisp as can be. And I just want to say congratulations to everybody who does a video call in this particular movie for getting whatever the setup is that Bill Gates has for their calls. It is unbelievable, the quality of these calls. It is just beautiful.
Top notch.
And I just want to applaud them and say, great job. Keep doing what you're doing, because it really just is impressive, especially the guy who is at war. At the very end of this movie, there is a drum line, and there's music over top of the drum line. And I just couldn't figure out what... My biggest question is, what did Hallmark want us to think was happening there? did they want me to think that it was just like a montage and they were drumming,
walking in drumming,
but there was like music over top of it to kind of give it that montage feel? Or did they want me to believe that the drummers playing their drums loudly could all hear this music that they were drumming to? Whichever, I want more clarity. Like, I just had no idea what I was supposed to think was going on.
Well, along those same lines, and it is a question. So that's part of the scavenger hunt clue, was the drum line.
Yes.
But how would you have found them? Because they don't come out till near the end.
It doesn't make any sense.
That was so confusing. No sense. It was like, now that everybody is here, we're going to end this with a tie with the drummers all coming out
in a montage.
Here's how I think they should have done. They should have sprung for the extra money to hire the drum line all day and then have them play all day.
They're going around town.
Or just do it.
Just understand what a drum line is in general. Like, I think Hallmark just needs a basic understanding of what a drum line is and what it does and how that really doesn't work in that clue. I think that probably we were doomed from the get-go.
The drum lines don't play to tracks doing here.
Never. It just that clue, for all the clues to have as much thought in them as they clearly did. This clue is a bad clue. Yes. Like, it just is not good.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Yeah.
What if they go all day, they're racing, they're trying to get everything done, and then we have them all meet and just they all see the last thing at the same time?
Yeah. Because I did have a wait what, but I took it back after thinking about it, where one of them says, I believe we beat you, and the other one goes, that's debatable. And it, in a scavenger hunt, it's just whoever gets done first. It isn't debatable. But I get the feeling that none of this was for a competition. Mm-mm. Like, this is just to go on a fun
This is
date.
Just to get people to the hotel.
That's right. Yeah. It has no competition.
Which is fine, I guess.
Yeah, and that's why I was okay with the drum line coming in at the very end.
Yeah.
It was more the music that was confusing to me.
I will say this to Hallmark, and even if you guys don't agree, I'm still looking for a movie where two people have to complete a scavenger hunt and try to win and fall in love at the same time, not knowing the clues in advance. I think that would be a good movie. You've yet to make it. I would love to see that movie. I think it's a good idea for a movie. Let's make that movie. That's what I would say. We haven't done it yet. I would like to do it.
Sure.
Far as my way, let's go. Why is there a jukebox in the conference room?
I thought that was his office.
No, that's a conference room. It's a giant table. They're all around the table. They got the presentation TV. There is a jukebox.
But he sits behind a desk in there.
No, he sits behind the front of the table.
I thought that was his office too.
No, they have all this. That's the room. That
but
they
I'm
have
okay
those
with it.
Meetings.
It's like Google, dude.
It's yeah, like, I thought. It's like here's how I took it. I took it as they have a meeting room in his office, because he has a desk that he sits behind, and that's where the jukebox is.
There are so many ways to play music these days that don't involve a jukebox, office, or conference room.
But that was kind of like their aesthetic in there, was like that old retro vibe.
It was a thing that they could have done, and they did.
I love it.
What else was old retro in there?
I think one of their logos kind of looked like the disc, like one of those, what do they call the records? Yeah.
Okay. One of their logos? They only have one logo. All
Yeah, but it looked like a record.
One of their logos.
So I know I've already talked about how there's no giant conglomerate making scavenger hunt adult games for one city.
Yet.
But Big Boss Lady Jeffries, who works for the hotel, has already fired two said companies. This is the third scavenger hunt.
I want to dive in here.
Okay.
They had fired two companies that they're trying to hire something for publicity.
Yes.
So it didn't necessarily happen to be scavenger hunt themed. They went to the scavenger hunt company hoping to create some sort of...
So there aren't two other companies.
They're not... that's how
they
understood it.
They explained that in the movie.
I understood it as they're trying to create some sort of publicity. Two other companies weren't able to create something that they were excited about.
So let's go with scavenger hunts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how I took it, but maybe I'm wrong.
Hey, this is they'll get rid of you quick if you don't produce the clues that we need you to produce.
I feel like she said, or the boss guy, I can't think of his name, boss man.
Yeah,
Antoine
Arlington.
Arlington.
Burlington.
Arnie.
Alistair.
That was it. Alistair. I feel like he said at one point that they've already fired two other game. Game companies.
If they said game companies,
there's only one way to sell it. Take it to
the tape. The tape don't lie.
They
don't. At one point, Mallory Jansen looks at Tyler Hines and goes, wait, you know trees? And I just thought, oh, okay, I guess he does know trees. Great for him. Tyler Hines' sister, they're in this dilapidated house, said she didn't want to call the plumber for the 10th time. Call a different plumber. Like this guy's not a professional. You need to call somebody who knows what they're doing. I'm convinced that as the day goes on, Big City Quest, the company, dims the lights in their offices as the day goes on, because it starts off very bright, and in the afternoon we've brought it down a few levels, and they just dim it all the way till everybody goes home. And that's how you know you got to go home. And I found that very interesting. But let's skip all that to camp on lunch with what's her name from the Devonshire Hotel. She wants to do lunch, and then she goes, okay, you need some more time, late lunch, 2 p.m. Now, I don't want to speak for the room here, but I'm gonna. If you make us wait till 2 p.m. to eat lunch, we're gonna be cranky fellows.
Yo, if you make us wait till 11.
Dude, 11:45, I'm like, why haven't we eaten lunch yet? 2 p.m., we are bordering on early bird special for dinner. We've
talked
close
about how excited we get when we get dinner at 5 p.m. That's exactly right.
I'm already starving at this point. We show up, and homegirl from the Devonshire's not there yet.
Right.
So we're waiting on her to eat 20 minutes late. Now I'm starting to get Hulk angry. And then my man brings out the food, and there are four plates that are about the size of a half dollar. They're tiny little plates of food. I could have eaten all four plates and still been starving. And we're to assume that that is lunch for three people.
Yeah. There's a real problem there, mathematically speaking.
I think just in general, I would have been very, very upset. And I don't know how anyone could. That's just trying hors d'oeuvres. I could have eaten lunch and gone and done that. Like, that's just basic stuff. And then Tyler Hines, the first time he says Coco Van, he says Coco Vain. And now he fixes it later in the movie, but the first time he says it, he says, what? Oh, they make Coco Vain? What is that?
Making chicken.
Yeah, that's a chicken Kurt Cobain. That's what times. That is. Coco Vain. Tyler, Coco Vain? Nah, bro. I'm from South Carolina. I know it's not Coco Vain. That's terrible. But yeah. I do want to go to a restaurant and order it. The lady will have the Coco Vain is what she'll have.
My friend Tyler taught me how to say it.
Yeah, that's all I got.
It's time for What the Hallmark is part of the show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe have and give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda?
We've already kind of dove into it, but I do want to know, like, what was the scope? Were they just local, this scavenger hunt company? Now, you said that they were just local, but
In the movie, Big City, it's for, like, Chicago. They're all in Chicago.
And so this leads me to my next question. How exactly does it work? Do they design a different app for each company that they work with? Because this was a unique app, like the look.
I would imagine it. Is I would imagine it is an app that they load the, let's just say, packs, like a card pack.
Like different templates.
Load it in there and you type in a code and it pops it up. That's how I would imagine it's run.
I want to be clear. Sure. I don't think an adult scavenger hunt company is a bad idea. I just think it's probably run by three dudes in a basement. It's not run from a skyscraper. That's all I'm saying. Because I think that three people who are app developers, and one clue writer could do this.
Do that, yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Like 1211 Lawrence Road.
Sweet C. Something like that, sure.
My What the Hallmark is, at one point, they get hot chocolate from a hot chocolate bar that is built inside of this old school car. And it was just beautiful. And I just want to know, I imagine that's a real thing. Cause I don't think Hallmark, production team's like, let's do this craft and get it ready for a set. I think it's probably a real thing. I want to know more about it. Cause it was awesome. It was this old car, hot chocolate bar inside of it. The guy served it. It was awesome. I want to know more about it.
I have to know what happened to Dave. Dave gets one scene in this movie and then his wife has a baby. Did he get his job back? Is the baby good? Like, I just need to know about Dave.
It seems like Dave was at level 10.
Yeah. I want to know. I just want to know what happened.
My big Dave question is, was he up for that promotion too?
Yeah, or what was Dave? Was Dave just working with, they worked together.
They did work together.
And then, and so Dave, was he one of the four people up for the five, yeah, including Jennifer, up for the promotion? And did going on paternity leave hurt him? Is the bait, like, how's everybody doing in Dave's family? Because Dave seemed to be very, very,
very
stressed,
frazzled.
Well, baby was coming early.
Yeah, it did. Like, see, how early did the baby come?
I just have so many questions
I'm
about
concerned
Dave.
About the baby.
I did honestly think at some point they would throw a line that direction and right, go, like, Dave's doing great. Baby's healthy, Dave's doing great. And they just never did. And I was like, Dave, everybody okay, Dave?
Oh, Dave.
Come on, Dave, be better.
We did, everybody, on the 12th day of Christmas. Congratulations.
Is this anybody's new number one? Is it?
No, but it will be in my top three.
Okay.
Yeah, no, not number one. It's in my top five right now.
Top five, yeah. I think this weekend's movies were so much better than last weekend's movies, with the exception of Delivered by Christmas, which is my clear one still.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
I said
top three. I meant top five. I don't know why I said top three.
Man, you just, listen, you can have a top three.
You do what you need to do. You exist within a top five. That's how it works.
Yeah, I know, but I would not, yeah, I don't think. Yeah.
So I just got a text that just said, hey, did Dan apologize yet? And what do I say to that person?
I said no, because you didn't apologize to me.
Let's talk about it.
I have nothing to apologize for. I want to be very clear. I have zero to apologize for.
Zero. You know what? As the ref,
something to apologize for, I will apologize.
That sounds like an apology to me, and I'll take it.
Hey, I love that Dan apologized.
Me too, really, man. I didn't see it coming.
I didn't either, and it did make me misty.
Yes, absolutely. I want to take it to the tape, because I just think there was a little bit of a misunderstanding about what I was saying, and you jumped on my back.
Yeah, that's how it happened, for
and,
sure.
And I got defensive. This is right?
So far, you have not spoken a lie, my friend.
That's exactly right. And so I got defensive, Dan, but I think you misunderstood what I was saying, and I think that's what I'm waiting at. Yeah. I just want you to say, you know what, Bran?
You want me to apologize for
opinions,
misunderstanding?
No, I just want you to say your opinions are beautiful.
Your opinions matter.
No.
They're valid.
They're beautiful.
They're not always beautiful. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they...
How about today?
They're a bad mixed bag.
They're pretty ugly.
I'll take that as an apology as well. Thanks, Dan. It's time for the Double Decker of the Week. It's where we go and we Panda has this amazing website. It's called Spider Finder. And you do the deep dive. You do the deep dive into people's life that have joined BrambleJamPlus.com. Who do we have today, Dan?
We have the one, the only, Sheila Calloway.
Wow.
Sheila.
Who is watching live right now.
Oh, love Sheila.
And Barry Thomas. Barry, we love you too.
Are we eating a Sheila snack right now?
Yeah, this is a Sheila snack. We're eating one. It's a secret stash, guys. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. There it is.
Well, guys, I'm excited to do this deep dive. And Sheila, being so good with the foods and the whatnot.
Sheila and
Barry. And Barry. Sheila, Barry connected together over their mutual love of all things food. And they're starting a podcast. Pretty excited about it. It's going to be on the Bramble Jam Network. I signed
Okay.
You signed it.
I signed it. Big,
wow.
Big sign.
That's wild.
Big sign.
I think you guys will like it. It's called Nintendo.
Nintendo. What do you think it is, Dan?
I think it's some sort of video game counting thing.
I think it's like counting pizzas.
Yeah.
You're both wrong. Okay. They've we've signed them for 910 episodes, and they're going to talk about dough. Different types of dough. 910 different types of dough.
Time out. So the whole podcast is about 910 different types of dough.
Yeah, one dough
and
for
once
every episode.
Those 910 episodes.
Yeah, that's it. It's done.
And you've confirmed that there are 910 different types of dough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's all there is.
Okay.
There's not more or less.
Can I ask you this one? How many episodes is this?
Multiple years. We've got
how many episodes a week?
They're going to do one a month. Because they want to make sure it's a long form. It's a long form. It's a long book.
Can I ask you?
They're not going to be alive to finish this podcast.
I think you're rusty on some numbers there.
Yeah, 12 a year. 10 years is 120. Okay. 100 years is 1,200.
But during the holiday season, I will say I misspoke. they 10 up during the holiday season.
10 up in what way?
per day.
Ten a day?
It gets bold.
Now we're cooking.
In between what is the holiday season?
November to then December.
To December. Okay. So for 60 days, they do 10 a day.
Okay.
So they do 600 over one holiday season. They'll be done in less than a year. Scrap what I said before.
You see, it all works out. You've got to let it, you've got to let it simmer.
Or you could have just given us all the information.
No, I gave you what you needed to know.
You get mad at us when we start, you know, when you say one a month.
Fuzzy for sure.
One a month for 10 months, and then it's a full 60.
They go big.
So they do a bunch more. They do 600. They do 600 plus one a month plus 10. They do 610 in a year.
Yeah.
There's only 910 total.
Yeah, they'll be done soon.
They already got most of them in the can.
Yeah, they do. It's really great.
I got a clip.
Oh, this is a sourdough that I did from the culture that I started in my basement.
Is it sour?
It is, but culture is going down the tubes.
How sour is it?
It's sour.
How sour is it?
Oh, so sour.
How sour is it?
Pucker, 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 pucker.
How sour is it?
Sour, sourdough.
S stands for super sour. O stands for, oh my gosh.
U stands for you. Come try it all right now.
It's a Christmas scavenger hunt. It's a Christmas scavenger hunt. We did it, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. One more episode this week. Hope everyone is doing well today. And just know we'll be back tomorrow. And we can't wait for it. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.